notably bad here. Is it time to pause for transfer? In some cases, even worse. In some cases, even worse. But notably bad here. Here there are even underground ritual places. Many of the court judges and the highest ranking city fathers are practicing Satanists and proud of it. They don't, of course, advertise it, but neither do they make any effort at all to hide it, except solely as a sham cover. Do I object? Yes, and further, until you object and put a stop to re-electing and honoring this bunch of evil bastards, you can't have a nation within any kind of goodness. When the very core of the people is rotten, you don't have a good apple no matter how much you polish and change the wrapping.
You misread it. It was a good punchline, but you did it in.
Well, I can't resign.
The facts. You can't pay us off.
Maybe I better try again. When the very core of the apple is rotten, you don't have a good apple, no matter how much you polish and change the wrapping. This doesn't mean, however, that with the right people in strength and an informed jury, that you have to lose. You can win, but you have to do something about it to ensure that win. Should I go forth and overthrow the system? No. If you care about it, you might want to do something about it to bring back goodness and justice. I have justice where I am. I am willing to help you establish and accomplish such magnificent tasks that I won't do it for you or supply you with the wherewithal to do it. I think I missed a butt in there. Do you hear me? I am not your magic guru or money lord. You will see and go get what you need in honor and integrity. We show you the way and present the opportunity. In the cases before the courts, in this instance of Eckers et al., the plum is right there for the picking and eating. What will you do to make sure Mr. Spence takes the cases, wins with you the cases, to allow you, your team, to move forward? We let the Eckers take the beating by US&P, and all of you lost. You lost the very secret of light. There is nothing magic in the messages, which are at best unfinished and unworkable as are, but you lost, citizens. Eckers don't have any wish to further the case, for because of it, they are further in debt for the remainder of their lives. However, this precludes not timely confrontation by the Institute, who actually lost the value of the publications now banned.
Why? Everybody hear it? Mr. Dixon, check on it. Let's not let the time lapse.
Why is something not done about this circumstance?
You see, they hate me already. They may as well do a good job of it.
No funds to pay attorneys. And no attorneys willing to go win a case to get paid. Where in the world do you get a product that you know won't work, but you have to have it as required by law? The rules are secret for the secret society. Massive fees are mandatory up front, with promise of probable failure to win. The hired party asks you what to do, spends unlimited numbers of hours fiddling with other attorney arguments and insults at your expense, finally loses or quits. You run out of money, at which time you have to get another club member and pay him to catch up, in addition to horrendous fees now increased because you can be accused of being dumped by your first attorney, all under the guise of him dumping you because you are somehow guilty for running out of any ability to pay. There is well over $1 million tied up with attorneys in these cases just noted here on both sides. Funny thing, Eckers, the point of the confusion, have never been recognized in any court regarding the loss of their property. I hear you, readers. How can anyone fight such a system or afford to change the garbage heap? Right. It is all but impossible because you are stripped of financial ability from onset. Well, you are offered here an opportunity to make an impact by getting the right attorney who can appeal to the rightness of the cause, case, and reach through to jurors because it is the right thing to do. We can present the opportunity and knock on your door. You have to take the opportunity, speak out, write, and seize the moment. You can do it. You have proven you can do it by your united efforts and petitions. And if you allow this to pass, I shall not ask my people for more. They have stood forth as the target and taken the bashing and the losses, and now they offer you the possible winnings, and that is what God is about. We will show the way, present the opportunity, and they wait for you to act in justice and choice. Can't the Law Center carry the banner in this case? No. In fact, if something miraculous doesn't happen next week, the Law Center will have to close. You are the law, citizens. It is your law, your government, remember, of the people, by the people, and for the people. And you are the people. Mankind reminds me of the chickens who are now fed upon. Once the chicken was an eagle, which soared the heavens. But he was mutated, made fat, and incarcerated in cages, and he grew into a dinner entree because he found he couldn't fly after all his luxurious living. You don't remember how to fly, citizens, so you have become like sitting chicken ducks while your flight feathers are plucked one after another, and now you are bare naked and can't fly. I can't cause you to fly, but I can show you how to regrow your flight feathers. However, it won't do any good if your flight for me to glue them for your flight for me to glue them onto you one after the other while you complain about the glue. Neither will I leave my flock to attend you. Correction, to attend your anti-glue campaigns. We work, we serve, and then, brothers, we attend selves and or go. It is your turn now. It is time you ones get it straight as to who and what is God and stop your silly tricks of pretense with the religious bigots of the world. You have been fed poison, so stop taking it or perish. The choice is certainly yours. We have a meeting this afternoon, so I must release Dorma in order not to be late to our own conference. Thank you for thinking upon these things that we share, for we can offer no other. Man is blinded by the experts and training sessions of controllers and teachers who have most unworthy intents for you and your souls. I can only ask that you study your own circumstance, for time of your nation and ability to reclaim any form of freedom is all but over. To simply replace your controller by another, however, is indeed foolish. Some of you want to make me into your controller because you can trust me to do that which is right. Can you? How? You are responsible for self and to rear your children so that they too are responsible. Is it not time to stop making some far-off God your scapegoat? God is not far off. You just wish he was. Ponder it. Salute. Please write to Mr. Spence. Thank you.
Thank you. I really wish we had time to share yesterday's. I've been of necessity needing to write more on these types of subjects rather than continue to present just historical integrated fact, because we're always arriving at turning points, opportunities. If we don't grasp them, we lose them. Ones go through personal problems, and it's hard to hold a unit together while part of it is hurt. We have a situation with our motion picture producer who now has at least a new call. He can now start an ongoing discourse with Mr. Spence. Because, you see, Mr. Spence is going to have to eat every word that he put in his new book on how to argue and win every time. I'm not a nice person. I have a mission to accomplish. I will do it within the laws of God. I will do it within the laws of man. But I like feeding back what is dished out. You have an opportunity as never before. It seems overwhelming, but you have an opportunity as never before to have the focus on something worthwhile, with built-in remuneration for the effort. Ones don't want to ever go and hurt another. But you have at your hands, at your fingertips, an opportunity to go into a court with a jury and get back some of the damages done to you, the people. Won't the attorney take a lot on contingency? You bet. But you know what? He's got a school that he runs for young attorneys to have some compassion and some honor and integrity, and how to function within this incredibly wicked court system. But he doesn't go in accusing the court of being a wicked system. He simply presents the truth to the jury and respects the court. I remind you, you can work nicely within the system. What is it about the laws they make that bother you so much? You don't like income tax? Then why'd you let it happen? John doesn't like what happened to him, and he's going to take Gene Dixon apart. No, you're not. You let it happen. Oh, but I was helpless. You were not helpless. You became helpless. You allowed it to happen. So don't expect ones to come and fix it for you. Get on your feet. Do your job. Get yourself together. And then together we can do something. We have ones who serve and help and try to make it through these rough times. And we very frequently only end up picking at them because they're not doing it our way. Well, they don't have to do it any way at all. And then look at where you might be. Because I can guarantee you will be without funds, without backup, without the help. Some of us are paddling as hard as we can. And we're doing it against all odds. I have to, because it's embarrassing for Charles and EJ. I have to ask you from contact, please return the gold. I ask you to repurchase the gold. Now it's up another dollar. It's going to cost more to get it back, and we need it for the colloidal solution. Please do that tomorrow. We are waiting. I don't just rattle for the hell of it. We have to consider each other and what our resources really are. You need to help each other, not beat each other. I don't have to become evil to work with evil. And if you are so unsure of your own relationship with God, you've got a problem. You have real trouble. I did one whole writing. Please study it. On the difference between a problem, which always has a solution, and trouble. I have no trouble with my enemy. For one thing, my enemy respects me greatly. I never waver. And therefore, I am not an enemy. So he will try to meet my needs. But he's got trouble. You've got the titans clashing, friends. And if it requires wiping out this planet, they will do it to you. They're not going to wipe me out. They have no intent of even trying to wipe me out. They tried to silence my speaker. So you couldn't have any communication. Well, enough are coming along now that can communicate quite nicely. She's afraid she's going to lose her job, you see. So she's going to stumble. Let's keep plugging for a little while longer. Yes, you've earned. Yes, you have earned the reward. But I think you can look out there and see that whatever you thought you were volunteering for didn't just last for 20 minutes. How do you get out of this chicken operation, this bird brain bunch? You don't. Or you just simply turn and go. It wasn't for you. But if it isn't for you, how dare you expect someone else to hand you freedom on a silver platter with gold rim? That's what you want. You don't want the weeds to grow in your garden because you don't want to pick them out. And very frequently, those weeds will come in the form of beautiful flowers, won't they? Just like the Jimson wheat. Eat it and die. Just like the oleander, eat it and die. So you have to learn, don't you? When did it start? So long ago that I wasn't responsible, weren't you? Care to argue? I'd listen. Which one of you thinks you are without sin and guilt for what you are today? Because I'm going to give you a little lesson in reincarnation. And if I have to do it, you have to do it. Just because you were dumber than me is no excuse. I stopped off. You kept going. Well, he.
We wanted to learn the real lesson.
You're getting them, aren't you? These are the real lessons.
You're just having to watch. Maybe you're smart enough to learn by watching.
I learned these lessons just like you. That's why I know so much about them. I've watched nations rise and fall. I've watched continents rise and fall. I have watched civilizations rise and fall. And oh my goodness, you just do it again and again and again. And so I get sent. Well, actually, no, I volunteer just like you. Nitwit, you know. I said, we can do it. You can't do it from the top. Quote, top. Ones will say, well, why would you be in a place like Tehachapi? I'm in a place like Tehachapi because where else would you have me be? I don't get a lot of cooperation from other places. And my only mission, get this, was to just tell you the truth and get somebody to write it down. I didn't have to publish it. I didn't have to do anything with it. Just bring it. Just tell you what it's all about, Alfie. Do you know what A stands for in A1, 2, A3, A4, you know?
Alpha.
Alpha. Well, from one end to the other, it fits. Or, if it fits, wear it. Like those proverbial shoes. My mission was not to come and pick on anybody. But my mission was, in spite of whatever I might be presented with, I must rise above it. And I must rise above it within the laws of God and within the laws of man. Never thinking that I could use magician's powers to produce something for anybody else. And that means everybody else. God gave reasoning minds to mankind. If you choose to give that over to what turns out to be your enemy or your slave master, that's your problem. But God also promised that the word would go forth before the ending of the age or the time or the era or whatever you want to call it. Language is a big barrier. And we could check this week with the New World Order to find out what word they're using against you, and we'll change it so that we don't fit in that category. You see, I have to denounce all patriots, because patriots are now considered domestic terrorists. So if you want to be with me, you have to not be a patriot. You've got to be some simple citizen. You can be just a little bit patriotic, but don't sell me on your need to take your Constitution back with force, because you're not going to get it back with force. They got it around you, got it away from you very shrewdly. They did it in 1917, the year. The year you foot the bill with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers to have the Russian Revolution. The War Powers Act. And then all of you who think you're going to sit around and miss having to give up anything, think again. Your economy is in incredible disarray. And guess what happened under the Emergency Powers Act that was enacted in 1917? They confiscated all of the gold of all of the citizens. But you tell us to get gold. Yes, I do. I have even given you a program that works so that you can have the gold as collateral against loans, so that your money can be used for something worthwhile. You're going to be sitting with a lot of empty Federal Reserve notes, totally worthless. They're going to take your gold. I can't make it perfect for you, because there is no perfect way, and there is no time. Don't you see? There is only sequence of events. Well, don't you know when they're going to do this? No, I don't. You watch the sequence of events and listen to Mr. Greenspan. And then you listen to the new bank of settlements being established. The New World Order Central Bank that will bear the new currency. It's already printed. Where will it be? Well, they're talking about putting in the United States. Why not? The rest of the New World Order through the United Nations has its headquarters in the United States. Where? New York.
You say New York or New York?
I'm not going to repeat, and if he wants to, he may. But you see, it doesn't matter. Because most of the people that get painted with that brush have nothing to do with this new world order. This new world order is an elusive thing. It has no color, no race. But let me tell you something. When you say we must rise above all color, race, creed, blah, blah, you are full of it. The word creed is a word you better hear. They have a creed. And it is to get rid of all of you goody-two-shoes. You are going to not be able to have Christmas. It's already ruled out. You can't even have a prayer at graduation legally. That is sick. And you yell, I want freedom, I want freedom. In this land of freedom, you don't have any freedom. Because of the emergency war pacts. And you see, treaties rise above all things, including your Constitution. A treaty will be honored prior to and above and beyond all agreements with you, the people. I word things very, very carefully. They vote them in the middle of the night if they bother to vote them in at all. Federal Reserve Act was voted in on December 21st at 12 midnight by a handful of just 5-6 people. And it was the end of you as a nation. Can you gain it back? Who wants it back? Well, but before that, I mean, we could just come across the ocean and build a new world. Well, you better go across the Mississippi from the east moving to the west and build your new world. You better pick a place where there's some land and some citizens. And you better get your common law courts going. But don't we have to have sanctions? Blessings. You think you're going to get blessings by this octopus in their black robes? So help me, the first judge or justice that sits on the bench in a black robe, I am going to zap him senseless. You insult God. You call justice justice and you bring them in their satanic black robes. Ever heard of the black hats versus the white hats? You do it. You allow it. Well, now you can change it. But you're not going to do it with your blasted pop guns, cork pistols, water guns. They are going to level you. And they're going to do it with nuclear devices, laser beams, frequency beams. And they're going to destroy your minds. You better get squared away with God and get on your growth, your ascension kick. You have got to get that frequency up so that the woodpecker system doesn't touch you. That is physics, not mysticism. That is pure science, physics, mathematics. And the Russian people are no different from you. They are citizens having been made slaves by a system, and they are mad. How mad are you? Ones will say, well, the only reason that they don't already have us all enslaved is because we have all these guns still. Silly people. They can pull off the entire West Coast in one jolt. They have set up spectacular trials just to have riots so they can bring in the force to quiet them. You are going to have the gang members coming door to door searching your dwellings. I would hope that you're smart enough not to have a weapon of any merit at all. Well, I have to have my hunting gun. What for? Since when have any of you gone out hunting? You won't even hoe in the garden. go shoot something? You better leave those little squirrels and doves alone, I'll tell you that. If the law doesn't get you, I will. One day it may be your life. Right now it's a $100,000 fine. For either one, the band-tailed pigeons or those Mojave ground squirrels. They're all endangered, you know. The fact that you see them by the thousands doesn't change it any at all. One kangaroo rat did in. One immigrant. And they can see you. They have satellites. Now they have a network of satellites where there isn't a corner that is not observed. That's what technology is all about on your place. It is just you that does not have it. Well, when are we going to get it? When are you going to give it to us? Whenever you grow enough to be responsible for what you receive. And it will come in the form of knowledge. It's already available. Why haven't you gotten it? You see, I'm going to stop answering to why haven't you given? Why haven't you done? Why haven't you told? Why haven't you said? And I'm going to turn it on you and I'm going to ask you, why haven't you done it? I have a mission. And let's square away what it is. I keep having to remind you because somehow you think your mission is mine. It may be a part, but it isn't mine. I repeat, it's up to you whether your nation drowns, flounders, or raises up as the beacon it was meant to be. That's you. It's really very spectacularly nice where I come from. I don't need to do that again. I'm willing to do that again. And that is because of you. Because you are my people. You are my family. You are my blood. My soul. And I'm not interested in my enemy who declares himself to be not my brother and not my soul. And fights against all worthy energy resources for his own greed, his own power structure. And you might think, well, it is over, it is a wash. Yes, it's over, and it's a wash. Unless you build. You cannot overcome it. You can build through it. And there are ones that will help you build. Very notable ones who will help you build. Well, then why don't they get busy and help us? They will. They will. And you know how you know? Because there is still a mountain standing in Switzerland. That is your sign. But they have enemies. And their enemies are more powerful, actually, than are these little arms of this New World Order. It isn't that they want you to have everything. They just don't want this other bunch to have it. And there will be a great depopulation of this earth. They're going to do it through plagues, diseases like you have never imagined. You saw it in Zaire, where almost all of the inhabitants of the areas that were just hit with this massively overwhelming virus, it only struck ones with AIDS. That's how selective it is. And I don't even mean with active AIDS. I'm talking about HIV carriers. It is a singular, just homing device. And you will say, well, what about the nuns? They don't have sex and illicit stuff like that, no, but they worked with ones who carried the HIV virus and they picked it up, and even if they were inactive, they carried it. And it made them, in fact, because of disease that branches off that finally kills you in an AIDS situation, they were untouched. So it homes right in on the HIV element. And some of the ones with Kaposi's or some of these pneumocystis. These actually were spared, this particular virus, because already the active virus killing the person was predominant or dominant. You have pinpoint weapons to be used against you. God makes sure that you are aware. We make you aware. If you choose not to be aware, not to utilize what we have, that is just fine with me. Please understand that. I am not offended. There is going to be a day when there will not be enough. And am I going to look after my people first? You better believe it. And if you are lesser with your families, then I'm ashamed of you. They're going to start again in New Mexico with a mystery. There aren't any mysteries anymore. And until you ones can get off these abduction kicks and keep sucking yourselves into these ridiculous seminar groups that tell you all about these flying aliens, maybe, maybe not, maybe, maybe not. What difference does it make? If you have been abducted and you had a bad experience, you better be watching out. And all the talking on all the television programs, especially with somebody like Friedman, is going to merit you zip. Every one of you have been aboard ship. And don't tell me, oh, not me. I never even heard of you. BS. There's not one person in this room that has not been aboard my ship. Disappointment strike you. Do I have powers like that? Yes, I do. And I have full agreement. And there's not one in here that isn't saying right now, oh, let's go again. We don't puncture, poke. We make you work. We make you sit and we make you reason and we make you study. And how in the world are we going to solve this problem? And sometimes it isn't too pleasant because sometimes in the disintegration or the disbursement of matter, you'll pick up ear bubbles and it's uncomfortable. But you better get with the program because you may have to travel several hundred miles through a light beam. It's going to be crowded on evacuation day because you people are physical. You got to have a physical pickup. And that's the biggest problem that we've got. How in the soup to get a physical being through a light beam where you need to be dispersed and you're terrified. The minute you don't breathe for over 2 minutes, panic totally sets in, no matter what form your physicalness has taken. Reason will tell you, well, I don't need to breathe. I'm etheric now. And you'll hang around and watch everything going on. Come back with your near-death experience, tell everybody, and then you want to say, I don't believe in reincarnation. You have two things going with people who don't believe in reincarnation. Absolutely no faith that there is a creator, and of your worthlessness, that you would only be worthy of making a short trip through here and servant already enslaved by your enemy, who knows that if you know this is only a passing stint, you won't be scared anymore. He will have no power over you. That's what religions offer you. Total power over yourself. By them, not you. Pay your money and see what you get. Pay enough money and you get into the inner sanctum, where you learn all the secret rituals. I don't want to know your secret rituals. Anything you have to bury in the dark, I don't like. Oh, well, my church doesn't do that, so I'll put on my halo now. Doesn't it? How much do you know about their building fund? How do you feel when they pass the basket around? How do you feel when they call and say, would you mind heading up this organization, this fundraiser? I'm not against fundraising. But I'm against laying all my responsibility off on some poor sucker that was held down and murdered. And if it did not really happen, what difference does it make in your hearts and soul? You murdered him. And now you're going to make your passage into heaven with God on another man's blood? You're sick. And I sound nasty and rotten and mean. And I didn't start out this way. I spoon-fed everybody. You're coming in late, you know, people. I quit being nice. You see, I took up my stance for that which I am known for, being a very, very stern commander. I make no compromise. I negotiate a lot. I allow almost infinitely. But I have a mission. And we have to accomplish our mission through intelligent wisdom. I don't even have the privilege of gathering you all up with your Uzi machine guns and let's go practice in the desert. I have to teach you. I still am amused by Ron Jackson, quite frankly, when Menza asked him to join. And he said, I don't have time to teach you. Do I think Ron Jackson is some kind of an angel out of heaven? Yeah. He's a messenger. That's all an angel is. Where he comes from is up to him. I don't even tout that he is a goodly man or a godly man. He's a man.